Happy New Year, everyone. My name's Megan Whalen. Welcome to Studio 1024 for the week of Friday, January 12th, 2007. It's great to have you along. As usual, I'm joined by my co-host, Jeff Green.
Hey, Megan. Happy New Year to you. Hope you had a great holiday, and thanks to all of you for tuning in. This week on our show, we'll learn more about a pair of new support groups the university's counseling center will be launching later this month.
We'll also introduce you to a prof from Queen's University who's heading up a number of special lectures at Memorial this month.
And it's not as glamorous as a New York or LA film premiere, but a group of Memorial students will unveil their work as burgeoning filmmakers next week at a special screening in St. John's. There's lots to get to on this week's show, but first, here's Megan with our top story.
A multi-million dollar lawsuit is good news for Memorial and other universities across the country. A recent settlement pertaining to the alleged price fixing of vitamins in Canada has resulted in over $130 million being distributed to Canadian universities. Memorial will receive almost $1 million from that settlement. The money will be used to create a professorship in nutrition studies and research. Because the settlement cannot be distributed easily to thousands of consumers who purchase vitamins in the 80s and 90s, the courts approved the distribution of monies to universities. Universities with doctoral programs in food and nutrition were chosen to receive funds on behalf of consumers of vitamins and vitamin products. Memorial President Dr. Axel Meisen said Memorial wants to create a long-term legacy to build on the university's expertise in areas like obesity, diabetes, and other health-related issues. He said the next step will be to develop a call for proposals, and that should be circulated to the university community early in the new year.
Students looking to get a grip on how to adjust to university life in a brand new city or province are in luck just in time for the start of a new semester. That's because Munn's Counseling Center is launching a new support group later this month that's targeting students who've come to Memorial or St. John's for the first time from another part of the province, country, or world. The new group is called Culture Shock, and it's aimed at students who may be struggling with their new classes, being away from family and friends, and dealing with their finances on their own. It's the first time the group has been offered here at Memorial. Dr. Linda Younghusband is an assistant professor in the Counseling Center. She's also a co-leader of the new group. She says the group will provide students with practical advice.
Well, I think it's really important for anybody, and we're, of course, in the business of supporting students, just to have a place where you feel you can go and talk about something before it becomes a crisis. So the Counseling Center is not necessarily always a crisis center. It's proactive, really helping students settle in and avoiding the crisis situations.
Culture Shock begins meeting on January the 18th. Meanwhile, students yearning to butt out and kick the smoking habit as part of their New Year's resolution also have a new group to attend, Let's Stop Smoking. That group begins meeting on January the 19th, and for more information, including the location of both meetings, call 737-8874.
Christine Overall wants to challenge perceptions of gender, sex, and how you define yourself as a person. Dr. Overall is a professor of philosophy at Queen's University and holds a chair in women's studies at Mount St. Vincent University. She'll give three lectures next week exploring the topics of gender, sex, and personhood. Her lectures will invite audiences to step beyond common assumptions and consider other, sometimes radical, perspectives. Her first talk will examine conjoined twins and whether or not they should be surgically separated. Talk 2, a lecture sponsored by the Women's Studies Speaker Series, will examine sexism and the gendering of the university. Finally, she will discuss the difference between gender and sex at a women's studies workshop. For details on all three lectures, which take place on January 18th and 19th, visit today.mun.ca.
It's still early in the new year, but Munn's Distance Education and Learning Technologies already has a milestone to report. Registrations for both graduate and undergraduate distance students are up, way up. The combined distance education registrations have surpassed the 6,000 mark, the first time for Memorial. So far for the winter semester, the unit has recorded 5,688 undergrad registrations. That's up from the 4,713 at the end of the winter 06 semester and is an increase of 20.7%. Meanwhile, 578 grad students have registered so far for 07. That's an increase of 6.4% over registrations recorded at the end of last winter. This past fall, overall distance education registrations rose a significant 14.7% from around the same time the previous year. Emery Vaughn is the director of DELT. She says the increase is an ongoing trend in distance education.
What it means is that distance education is becoming far more important, particularly in rural areas of the province, and for students who are disadvantaged both by time and by distance to the university. And it means more and more students can access university courses regardless of where they live in the province and beyond.
DELT currently offers undergraduate and graduate degree credit courses from 10 faculties and schools with approximately 14,000 registrations annually from across the province, the country, and around the world. To learn more about their course offerings, log on to their website at www.distance.mon.ca.
Applications and nominations are being sought for the 2007 Coracle Fellowships. This program supports initiatives that build ties between Ireland and Newfoundland and Labrador and that foster an exchange of knowledge between the two places. Fellows are usually researchers, scholars, or civil servants, current or retired, with expertise in a relevant field. Fields can include economics, history, politics, science, technology, the arts, or any other relevant area. Through the Coracle Fellowship, Memorial provides funding to cover travel and living expenses, as well as a modest honorarium. Fellowships normally range from 1 to 3 years in duration, and 2 fellowships can be awarded each year. The deadline to apply for the 2007 Coracle Fellowships is January 31st. All of the details are available online at www.arts.mon.ca/coracle.
Well, Memorial students can win cash for a class essay thanks to a new contest that's been sponsored by the Heritage Foundation of Newfoundland and Labrador. The contest will award $250 to the writers of the best essays on topics relating to the fisheries heritage of this province. Dale Jarvis is the Heritage Preservation Officer with the Foundation and an alum of Memorial's Folklore Department. He says students with an interest in fisheries should submit their work.
We're sponsoring this essay competition to get students interested in doing essays on fisheries heritage, you know, which is an important part of the history of the province. Students are writing essays anyway, and this is an opportunity for them to direct those energies into something where there's a bit of a financial benefit for them and a bit of a benefit for us in terms of promoting the history of this place.
One prize will be awarded at each of the undergraduate and graduate levels, and winning essays will be published on the Foundation's newly launched Fisheries Heritage website. Students will have to think fast, though. The deadline for entries is January 31st. Full contest details and downloadable entry forms can be found at www.fisheriesheritage.ca.
Well, it's not exactly the kind of splashy film premiere they have in Hollywood, but a group of energetic students will be beaming with pride next week when the curtains rise on their short films. About 2 dozen students enrolled in the Performance and Communication Media Diploma program will be premiering their original videos and documentaries on the St. John's campus. The films are projects completed for 2 courses, physical stage and video technique, and producing the documentary. The world premiere is set for Friday, January 19th from 4 to 5 o'clock in room 1043 in the Arts and Administration Building. Admission is free and there will be a mixer to follow.
And well, finally this week, well-known prof Dr. T.A. Loeffler is still riding high after reaching an amazing feat just before Christmas. She was successful in her attempt to climb the highest peak in South America. Dr. Loeffler reached the top of Mount Aconcagua, which is also the highest mountain in the Southern Hemisphere, on December 28th. Reaching the top is no easy task. Aconcagua is an astonishing 22,831 feet or 6,959 meters above sea level. Up next for the award-winning prof, Everest, which she plans to tackle later this year. To read more about Dr. Loeffler's journey, pick up the latest issue of the Gazette.
Well, 2007 is off to a busy start with lots of interesting events on the horizon. Coming up in the week ahead, on Friday, January 12th, the Seahawks take to the court to start the second half of the season. The women's volleyball team takes on St. Evex at 7 o'clock in the Fieldhouse. The competition continues on Saturday at 1 o'clock with another game against St. Evex.
The men's and women's basketball teams take to the floor Saturday evening. The women play at 6 and the men take to the court at 8. Both games take place in the Fieldhouse.
On Monday, January 13th, the Bitter Sessions at Bitter's Pub kick off for 2007 with an evening of traditional and folk music. Fergus Brown O'Byrne will be playing, and everyone is invited to bring along an instrument or come out and sing. The session gets started at 7:30.
Meanwhile, on Wednesday, January the 15th, The Works is holding an open house for employees. The track is free for all employees on that day, and tours of the Aquarina, Aquarina Fitness Center, and the Fieldhouse will be provided. You can also find out more about the MUN Employee Preferred Rate Program, where up to 50% of memberships can be subsidized.
The Graduate Student Research Colloquium gets underway at 4 o'clock on Wednesday with a presentation by Matt Sheedy. He's an MA candidate in the Department of Religious Studies. He will present Locke's Inheritors, The Dilemma of Religious Toleration. This presentation takes place from 4 to 5 in room 2014 of the INCO Innovation Center.
Well, if those events are any indication, it's shaping up to be a busy week and semester here at Memorial. Before we sign off for this week, though, we'd like to thank all the technical gurus here at Munn's campus radio station, CHMR, for allowing us to drop by their studios each week to record the show.
Studio 1024 is a production of the Division of Marketing and Communications, located in Room 1024 in the Arts and Administration Building of the St. John's Campus. David Sorensen is our producer and Ivan Muzechka is our executive producer. Tell us what you think of our show. If you'd like to comment on anything you hear, you can send us an email. The address is marcom@munn.ca.
Well, Megan, that's going to do it for another week. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. My name is Jeff Green.
And I'm Megan Whalen. We'll be back in 7 days.